This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Chelsea, there's been a debate going on offline, or actually online in our chat, about the best pizza. And your takes just blow me away. What is your favorite type of pizza?
It's big, thin, and floppy. Oh, I don't want a bunch of crust. I don't want a deep dish. For the love of God, Chicago deep dish pizza is just heartburn on a platter. And there's never a time where I want, you know, a spoonful of sauce to go with my pizza. So I kind of like, I think it's the New York style, that's super thin, not super crispy, a little floppy. And yeah, that's my favorite. Even though I do like pizza in squares. We've had this debate before, and I like the squares because they're more user-friendly, in my opinion.
So you want big, thin, floppy, and square. This is what you're looking forward to in a pizza. This is what you want.
That is correct.
Followed by a heaping helping of apple pie.
No, we've already established this. I don't like fruit pies. They are a waste of my calories.
I've never heard anyone say I like a good floppy pizza, but I guess there's a first time for everything. I mean, there's all sorts of pizza, New York style, Chicago style. Shay was telling us about Detroit style. Chelsea likes big floppy style, big thin and floppy style. I feel like that's just a personal, is that New York style?
I think so.
I guess. I feel like that's Chelsea style. I feel like you have to make that on your own. That's what I feel like.
Big, thin, and floppy.
Big, thin, and floppy.
The Chelsea style.
Let's find out who won the weekend and bring in Shay to give us our candidates.
MVP Monday.
All right, so here's your candidates for MVP of the weekend. Leonard Fournette with 4 total touchdowns, 3 rushing, and 100 rushing yards in a win over the Colts. Mac Jones, 2 touchdowns, no picks, 310 yards, and a win over the Titans. And finally, Aaron Rodgers, who had 2 touchdowns, no picks, 307 yards in a win over the Rams. So, Jenks, who is your MVP of the weekend?
Leonard Fournette, who is big but not thin nor floppy. 4 total touchdowns, 3 rushing touchdowns, caught a touchdown pass. For all the talk about Jonathan Taylor and him possibly showing out against the Bucks, Frank Reich decided, nah, let's not hand it off to him. Let's put it in Carson's hands. Leonard Fournette was the dominant running back on Sunday. And on a day when Tom Brady was okay but wasn't exceptional, for the Bucks to be able to rely on their ground game and to get that win on the road, they were 0-5 against the spread this season away from home. They covered the number. They got a huge win against a Colts team that is very good, and they got it done on the ground. Leonard Fournette, MVP.
No, it's got to be Aaron Rodgers. You know, the whole week we've seen pictures of his feet flying around the internet, and it was a big game. Facing off with the Rams at home in a game which people thought the Rams were going to win. So this was a big game for this Packers team, putting up, 36 points on this Rams defense that's supposed to be one of the best in the NFL. This Packers team continues to roll, a great team, not only straight up, but also against the number, one of the best teams to bet on in the entire NFL. So it's Aaron Rodgers for me coming out in a big way, especially a week after there were questions regarding those feet. Aaron Rodgers, MVP.
Leonard Fournette, because he was the MVP of my fantasy team, and that's
No one cares.
I know. Hey, listen, I know nobody cares, but I care, and it's my MVP.
Fair enough. That's 2-1, Chelsea. You're taking the L on that one. Sorry to tell you. Also, by the way, not a coincidence, Leonard Fournette on my fantasy team as well. So there's two guys talking fantasy. Oh, yeah, big day for my fantasy team. I'll tell you that. That was huge for me. Now, I had Matthew Stafford on the bench, so good thing I benched him. How about your team, Chelsea?
No one cares. No one cares about your fantasy team.
I know. This I hate it when people brag about their fantasy team. I know.
Talk about their parlays that hit 5 years ago.
Okay, I just want to make sure you got that out of your system. And with that, we bring in our good friend Matt Cosgrove, BetMGM's Director of Retail Wagering and Customer Analysis. He's on Twitter at Matt Cosgrove. Matt, before we get into your MVP from this weekend, I'm reading Director of Retail Wagering and Customer Analysis. I'm a dullard. Those are a lot of words. What exactly is your job at BetMGM?
Good morning, everyone. My job is actually to oversee the business that's conducted inside also the retail areas of all the MGM properties around America, and also to see also the customer engagement to make sure that everyone's, I suppose, fitted to their needs in the way that they do wager, and that they're also gaming responsibly, but also enjoying their time at BetMGM.
I'm Trey Wingo. And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so let's talk about MVP of the weekend. Which team was the MVP for the books? Which game really had a result that was favorable to the books?
To the book, well, I suppose going on last night's game, it wasn't too bad. The Ravens beating the Browns, but at the same time, we probably got some good results earlier in the day. Later in the day, it wasn't too good with the Bucks winning. Never is. But I think it was probably an even keel between results on the Sunday between the gamblers and the bookmakers. I think it was pretty steady. So there wasn't much in it at the end of the day. But there wasn't one that really tipped the scales our way heavily. It was more so the gamblers getting the better of it in those decisions, especially when it came down to the Bucks winning.
We're talking with Matt Cosgrove, BetMGM's Director of Retail Wagering and Customer Analysis. When you look at the NFL MVP odds, are you seeing any noteworthy money come in just because, even though Tom Brady, I believe, is the favorite right now, it's still a pretty wide-open race, I could say.
It was, yeah. I mean, all season, you got Brady's more wanted than El Capone. I mean, he's always got the money coming at him, and he's in the plus 275. Josh Allen off the back of their strong win over the weekend with Buffalo, he's into plus 450, and I suppose, too, as you just said before, about Aaron Rodgers controlling the game and really dominating, especially when the odds were against him in the way that the game was supposed to play out. He's now come back into third favourite at plus 700. And you can't disregard Mahomes as well. He's plus 900. He's still in contention as well. So as you say, there is a lot of, he's still got Dak as well. Depends on, how well he goes, I suppose, on Thursday night in Dallas, how they go against the Saints. But if he can dominate the game there, I'd expect to see his plus 1,000 come in as well. So like you say, it is very much open at the top. But I can say that for Tom Brady to win would be an absolute disaster for us.
All right, so let's look at tonight's game, Monday Night Football, between the Seahawks and the Washington football team. You are privy to some information and, some sharp bettors in seeing where their money is going. Where do we see the money flowing tonight when it comes to this Monday Night Football matchup?
Yeah, it's not exactly a battle of the heavyweights, but at the same time, the match does have a winner. And when we look at the game, it was the bookmakers opened up Washington football team minus half a point favourites. That's now gone the other way. So Seattle's come in. The market was at pick'em last night, and now Seattle finds themselves at minus 115 favourite on the road to beat Washington at minus 105.
Matt, when you look at injuries, for example, the Saints are a perfect representation of this, where they just have so many guys banged up, and particularly some playmakers, if you're talking about Alvin Kamara last week. How do you adjust for that when you have a team that has so many injuries up and down the roster?
Yeah, it's a good question, because it's not a one-size-fits-all answer. And a lot of it does come back to, I suppose, the ability to cover the injuries, but also the depth of the roster. We go back to the start of the season where Lamar Jackson virtually had to play the running back as well as the quarterback for the Ravens, because they'd lost three virtually before the season had started. So that was taken into effect quite strongly, but he overcame that well. But then again, you get some teams who do take the same kind of injuries and they're not able to overcome that. So you do have to downgrade their injuries. Although they may be the same numbers, it's the quality of players that they're missing and also the quality that can actually cover that disaster that we do actually affect for.
All right, Matt. So normally Jason Scott comes on here and gives us his best bet for the day or for the game. And usually it's pretty spot on. And obviously he has access to, some of this sharp insight. And obviously if you're in this job, you probably know what you're talking about. So do you have any leans or any insights into tonight's Monday Night Football game? What's your best bet?
Yeah, I think there's two plays here. Now, the first one, obviously, the price has come in, but I still do think, although they're 1-4 in their last five, I still do think that Seattle can overcome the road trip and all against them at the moment and actually win this game against Washington football team. So I think the minus 115, I suppose the money line might be a bit, probably undervalued. So in that case, we might take the minus one spread to win by more than one at minus 105. And I think, too, in the game, I think both defences have been quite tested this year, and I do think that it can lead to some good scoring. So I do think we'll take the over 46.5 in the game as well for the total match.
He is BetMGM's Director of Retail Wagering and Customer Analysis. It is our friend Matt Cosgrove. Matt, great talking to you the first time, and thanks for the insight. We appreciate it.
Morning, Chicago. Thank you.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.